Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? John here for another podcast. And today I want to talk to you guys about the three pillars that I'm always talking about, which is health, wealth, and love. And more importantly, I just want to explain to you why they're in that order of health, wealth, and love. Because that also is the order of importance. So, health is number one. And the reason health is number one is because you're not going to be able to achieve wealth or love until you take care of health. And so let me dive into health. Health is more than just your physical health. Okay, it's two parts. One is your physical health and the other part is your mental health and your mindset and your brain, where you're coming from, your perception, your filters that you put on the world around you, things like that. Because until you figure these things out, you're going to struggle with the wealth and the love part. Okay? So, that's why health is number one. And people get confused or only think that health is, you know, like working out and eating right. And that's one side of the coin. And the other side is your brain and what's above your shoulders, your head. So it's important that you take care of your health by working out, eating right, and reading books. Reading. I cannot stress this enough. Every podcast I talk about reading, and there's a reason for that, because it is literally the single most powerful thing you can do. Okay. Like, if you solely focus just on health and just on reading and all of that, then the wealth and the love portion are just going to come naturally. You don't even have to focus on those other pillars if you focus so greatly and so intently on the first pillar of health, you know? So now we move on to wealth, and wealth is number two. Because you're not going to be able to, quote-unquote, love until you have taken care of health and then wealth, you know? And love, people want to know, what do you mean by love, John? Well, love, I mean social interactions, I mean family, I mean relationships. You know, this is where you spend your time with, you know, you're not so concerned on what you're doing hour by hour when you're operating in the love pillar, okay? So, like, when you're out with your family, you're not considering the ROI of spending time with your family, you know, as much as, like, when you're at work in the office or whatever, trying to close a deal, whatever it may be. You know, you're not worried about being efficient when you're in the love pillar. But that's why wealth is in front of love. Because if you take care of wealth, then you have the freedom. You see, you can achieve the freedom to... You have the... what's the word? You have the... You are able to have that time to expend. You know? You have the freedom to choose to spend more time in the love pillar than the other pillars. But that only comes after taking care of the wealth pillar. And the wealth pillar only comes after taking care of the health pillar. Okay, so it's all connected. And as you go through one, you can go down to the other. And Tai Lopez, he's the one who told me about this one, where what he does is, when you wake up in the morning, he focuses on health first, then wealth, and then love at the end of the day. And I think that's a great way to organize your day, if at all possible. And to organize your day. So like, we wake up and you focus on health. So you might read when you wake up. You might read a chapter of whatever book. You might read for 15 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes, an hour, whatever it may be. And then after that, you might eat, you might go to the gym, you work out in the morning, And that just, like, that'll just ping your day at that level, you know? And then wealth is going to be easier to achieve, and love is going to be easier to achieve. So, I think the thing is that people struggle, and they confuse these things, and they're not aware of where they're spending their time, you know? Sometimes they're not spending it on any of these pillars, you know? And I kind of ask myself, like, if you're not spending time in any one of these pillars, then what you're doing is probably sin on some level, you know? Because, I mean, really, like, all my time is dedicated to one of those three pillars. I mean, I'm trying to sit here and think of, like, one time in the day where I'm not in one of these three things. But, I mean, if you're just, like, watching TV and just doing nothing, whatever it may be, like, you know, you need to be focusing on these three pillars and in that order. So I just want to leave you guys with that for the day. You know, and that's what I work on with people is these three pillars and getting them to where they need to be in each aspect. Some people only need help with one. Some people need help with all three. What we do is a quarterly phone call. So we do get on the phone with one another and we can talk about where you are in these three aspects of your life and where you want to be in the long term. Where do you want to be in 10 years? Where do you want to be 5 years? Where do you want to be in 1 year? And then from there, you know, we can figure out what you need to do to for 6 months. And then we can figure out, okay, well, to get there in 6 months, you need to do this in 3 months. Okay, to get there in 3 months, you need to do this in 1 month. Okay, to get there in 1 month, you need to do this this week, you know, and then you need to do this next week, but only after you do this this week, you know. So, like, I'm really good at focusing in and zooming in down to today. You know, it's not that hard. It really is not that hard. And you can do this with all three pillars of life. So, if you found this interesting and if you want to learn more, if you want to join the mentorship program, you know, and some people only need my services for 2-3 months, you know, and then they get the idea, they get the concept, and then they don't need my services anymore. They don't need as much direct communication. And then they can go off and do their own thing, you know, and that's a great thing. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to help people with. So join the mentorship, send me an email, just tell me your name, tell me who you are, where you're coming from, your background, your life story, whatever it may be. Whatever you want to share with me, email me at johnmentorsme@gmail.com. I'll leave it in the description. Thank you guys. Go have a great day. Go work on health, wealth, and love. And I love you. Goodbye.